Good afternoon. An Arctic front produced a round of light snow during the pre-dawn hours, and in some cases a few slick spots this morning across interior New York and New England. And now, with the front pressing off the eastern seaboard, the wind has flipped around to the northwest and increased in speed, and this is driving in some of the coldest air of the season. All of the precipitation has dried out, with the exception of a few flurries or maybe a couple of scattered snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario, but little, if any, accumulation will be associated with this activity. Instead, we'll look for a clearing trend to continue well into the afternoon, with a mixture of sunshine and clouds giving way to more in the way of sunshine as we get deeper into the day. Temperatures, however, despite the increased sunshine, will not respond all that much because of that northwest wind flow. We'll be stuck in the middle 30s for afternoon highs on average. High pressure building in will produce a clear night tonight, and it will be cold with temperatures down into the teens to around 20. That same high pressure will dominate for the rest of the week and into the beginning of the weekend. With mostly sunny skies tomorrow, it'll still be brisk and chilly with highs staying in the middle to upper 30s. As the high pressure center slides off the eastern seaboard, we'll start to see a return southerly wind flow during the day on Thursday. It'll still be dry with a good amount of sunshine, and temperatures will rebound nicely back into the middle and upper 40s. We'll continue that trend into Friday and Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and lower 50s for highs before the next disturbance heads our way for Sunday and into the day on Monday. For those 2 days, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a good chance of rain showers, although high temperatures will continue to climb into the lower and middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold high pressure centered over the nation's heartland will bring sub-freezing temperatures in the next 24 hours to most of the South and in some cases even down to the Gulf of Mexico. Freeze warnings and frost advisories have been issued from Oklahoma and Texas all the way across to the western Florida panhandle. Some places expecting to see frost are Atlanta, Mobile, Little Rock, and Dallas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Mesa, Arizona, and also at Thermal and Indio, both in California, to a low of 3 below 0 at Minot, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, breezy near 40, Boston increasing sun and breezy near 40 degrees, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with flurries and snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 33, the record high 68 set in 1909, and the record low 15 in 1976. Sunrise this morning at 6:43 a.m., sunset this evening 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy and cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s, though only in the 20s across the mountains. Clear and very cold tonight with lows in the teens, even single digits across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, breezy and colder today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Clear skies tonight, cold with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, colder today with passing flurries and a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, breezy, and colder today with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, breezy, and cold today with highs in the middle 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, not as cool Thursday, middle to upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the lower 50s, and mostly cloudy Sunday and Monday with scattered rain showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.